pretty much they could be anywhere within this church.
Almighty
so,
God,
could I just ask you all
today
just to have a little look around, maybe
the
under your seat,
of all
to the sides
are
of the church. We're looking for
promises.
Some instructions to find
thank
the memory.
You, that you
yeah,
love
I think it's
and
like a piece of A4.
Well, the sat nav of the future.
I did go and get a drink.
Interactive with any mobile device and password.
That's what the girls were as well.
I have to say, some people might think this is the work of a genius.
Show the way to us.
My husband, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a technical man.
And French has been identified.
Let's write instructions.
When you are ready to begin your journey, please say,
has anyone found my instructions?
Go.
And give
no
to
one.
You.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. I'll come and get them. In the meantime,
how many
is there anybody that would like to help me
this roundabout?
I need a couple of children to volunteer.
Care for us. We'll keep
brilliant.
Us
would you
to
like
the
to
end.
Come? Thank you. And
Heavenly
yeah,
Father,
both of you can come.
As
thank
we
you.
Face tomorrow with its problems,
have
large
you enjoyed the festivities and feel rested?
We will trust in
okay.
you, the God of
so,
by the senses in the seat.
We've got some instructions for finding the memory.
Do not
perhaps
know
they could go up onto the screen as well.
And
joys
you
and griefs.
Are
so let me have a look.
But you are near and fully
excuse
known.
Me?
Doesn't make a
you
whole lot of sense to
me.
Does it you?
Heavenly
now, I've chosen
Father,
you three particularly because you look really intelligent. And I'm not feeling very intelligent.
Excuse me.
So
but
these are our instructions.
The
there you go.
God of miracles. Have a toxic
go find them. Go find the memory verse.
No, it's fine, thank you. I'll do it myself.
That's a bit mean, isn't it? Perhaps somebody could help us. So we're looking at the screen, and we've got some symbols. And our first
that's
symbol is a green
head.
Triangle. So we're looking around the church for a green triangle. See if you can find it for me. And if anyone wants to give some clues, that would be really helpful.
Please turn around. As you have taken
brilliant.
The
thank you, Callum. That's excellent
out.
Help. So we found our green triangle. So the next thing on our instructions, or our map, is a blue square. So we're looking for a blue
would
square
like
now.
With this new route?
See if anybody can help.
Yes,
oh, quick, Lily, have a look.
Very well. In 50 yards, take the next right, then bear left. After you bear
brilliant.
Left,
what's our next
go
clue that we're looking
the crossroads
for then?
And take a
star, right, that's right, a purple star. Off you go.
Road.
Okay.
Take the next right.
Purple
then bear
star.
Left at the crossroad.
Can anyone see one?
You have just been tagged in a picture on Facebook.
It's not, well, there is one on the screen, you're right,
wait,
but that's not
wait,
the one we're
what,
looking for.
A picture, no, tell me what I'm doing at the crossroads.
Anyone see one?
Go straight
I think
over
it might
crossroads.
Be. I think someone at the back
the
might be able to help
is
you.
It's quite funny.
Thanks,
I've
Emily.
Never seen someone
see
fit so many sausage rolls into their mouth before.
Get spotted.
You have bared right
purple
when
star
you should
found.
Have bared
excellent.
Left.
So our next
please
one is a blue arrow.
Again.
We're looking for a blue arrow.
Oh, why is this so difficult? I just want to know where to go.
And a red pentagon. And I think we've found our memory verse.
Have you ever had time
yeah,
to
yeah, let's give
like
them a clap.
Sketch? I can think of a few times when you try and go in a particular route.
Thank you very much to my three helpers this morning. I'm glad
away.
You were feeling intelligent
when you've to
and were able to look where we were going.
And you thought you were going to go straight ahead, but suddenly
thank you, love.
You
have
to take a detour.
As we look at our memory verse, we need to remember
something else
it's
comes
really
along.
Important that we read
in
and
2010,
know God's word.
Nikki
and
I, when we moved to Rayleigh,
his will or his
sort of
way, 2007
time, and we
do.
Knew that we'd bought
and
a house that we wanted to extend.
To God,
and in
we
2010,
God's will is
we finally
life,
got the plans
we
approved.
We think it's a bit of a wild
and
goose chase.
We were all ready
like this morning, thinking about where the memory verse was and going on a chase all around the church.
On
but
December the 1st this year,
it's really important that
we
need to do. Otherwise, we won't know what God wants us to do.
Bit of a gap,
so
you might say.
Yeah,
lots of things sort of.
We're reading
came
from Proverbs,
in our way.
Chapter 3,
there were times in there when Nikki and I sort of wondered if we were going to be able
says,
to have the work done.
Trust in the Lord with
whether
all
it
your heart,
hadn't happened because
do
of a particular reason.
On your own
perhaps we needed, we shouldn't have committed seek ourselves
his will
to those extra finances.
In all you do, and
or whether,
he will
whether
show
actually
you
it was part
of
God's plan to relocate
you're
us in
going
some way.
To be really relieved
but whatever the reason,
not
it wasn't right.
Because that's quite a lot of
for
words
a big chunk of that time, we had to sit
we're just going to be learning for our memory verse
and decide
which
doors we should push. And looking back, now that the work has started, what's really, really interesting is the
and
plans that we'd originally made
know about how people
are
learn.
Completely and we different to the plans that we've now got for our house
VAK.
And the extension that is taking
and
place.
And that sums up how the majority of people
literally
learn. Visually,
I don't think there's going to be one room that's
auditory,
not going to be affected now, where before it was very, very different.
So visually,
but
if you're a visual learner,
in that time we've learned a lot about ourselves
you.
And a lot
if
about
you're an auditory learner,
how
we're going
we
to say it a few times.
Work.
And if you're a kinesthetic learner
over Christmas,
learner
we've
today,
been remembering the birth of Jesus.
A little treat for you.
And we've also
now,
read
as a mum of
that
2
Joseph and Mary were told to flee to Egypt
everything
because
we
of the impending threat of
it.
King Herod.
So, I'm really sorry
now,
people,
I'm pretty
you need
sure
to stand up.
When they set the plans to get married and have a family, they were a bit different
and we're
to
going
the ones
to be able
that we
to
read
spot
about in the Bible.
The kinesthetic learners amongst you, because you're going to be the ones I getting into it and giving it some style,
you know,
this morning.
Nikki and I, so, we got married, we thought, right, we're
going to
try and have kids. It was
seek
certainly not, wasn't the other way round, and it certainly wasn't through a miraculous conception.
In all
and for
you
Mary
do,
and Joseph, and we see in how God intervened in a miraculous way, but how
easy?
God intervened with them through
let's
angels, the fact that they had to go back to
come
Bethlehem.
On. Are you ready?
And then they had
seek
to flee to Egypt.
Will in
there were all these detours,
you
but all the way it was part of a bigger plan that they weren't maybe aware of.
To
and
take.
They had elements
seek,
to learn on that journey.
His will in all you do.
And I think we
and
all have
he
that.
Will show
if I look
you
at my own life in the over the last 10 years, I hadn't
learning,
heard of Rayleigh 10 years ago.
For our last and final time, this is where I'm looking for the kinesthetic
and,
learners, the ones
and
to
just
show
to
me
think
how
about
they get into things and how they make
on
it
in
their
my
own.
Life now,
so we're looking for a bit of
it's made me realise that a
bit
fair
of
amount
as you're going
of
for
actually
it.
An awful lot of listening. And responding
let's
to
do it.
God
oh, Millie's ready.
Word,
you're going to show us how it's done, Millie.
To the people that I
excellent.
Knew.
Excellent. Are we ready?
And to the people that I now
seek
know has allowed him to lead me.
All you do.
And I think as a church, we all have that opportunity for this next year. To look at how God is not going
to
just lead our own lives and the
like
plans that we
down.
Have for
so
ourselves and our families.
That.
But also for that wider family
Sunday
of
service next month,
the church.
We might
and
just be testing you.
For the people that we interact with in our community. People that we share our lives with. I wonder what God's plan is for us over this next year. I wonder what things he's been stirring or talking to you about maybe. And as we come into this year, are we listening? Are we even seeking God's counsel? Are we allowing him to lead our lives? And are we responding and acting to what he's giving us? There are going to be some really exciting times as we head off into 2015 as a church. As we look to serve the community that we are in. And the wider communities that we can have an impact on. As we allow God to do that through us, we will see more of his plan. And there might be some detours. What we might plan to start off with might not be where we end up. But we need to listen. We need to learn as we do so. Because we find that as on those detours, we learn more about ourselves. We learn more about God's grace and love for us. We learn more about how we can work together as a family. Both in our community and in our church. And we have that privilege of interacting with the people in our community as we do so. So I don't know what God's got in store for us this year, but I'm certainly looking forward to it. Do we need to challenge ourselves a little bit? Do we need to think about where we're going? Do we need to listen a little bit more? Let's wait and see, and let's see what happens. So I'm certainly looking forward to finding out. Are you? Amen.